No contact is a coping technique that is practically required to heal after narcissistic abuse. It involves removing yourself from the narcissist's life. You stop seeing them, you stop speaking to them, and you stop interacting with the narcissist in any way. This allows you to clear your life of the negative energy they bring into every room so that you have the space and the time that you need to heal without dealing with the toxic influence of your former personal tormentor.
So what are the steps of no contact? Well, very simply, number one, you block them on every form of social media, you block them from calling your phone. If you can't block them from calling your phone, you should at least not answer their calls when they call. You can set their ringtone to silent, and you can set their name to do not answer, just to remind yourself. Next thing you want to do is make sure you don't discuss it with the family, with the friends, anybody else who's connected. Don't have flying monkeys or go-betweens or proxies or anything like that. Stay focused on just living your life. So get out of the house, go do some stuff, take a hike, you know, take a vacation, get a manicure, whatever. Focus on yourself, focus on self-care.
Now, for the record, you might have gone no contact with a partner or a former partner, or maybe it was a family member or a friend, a parent. In any case, initially, you might find yourself kind of feeling like you're on that pink cloud many people report they experience during narcissistic abuse recovery. Pink clouding, in case you're unfamiliar with it, is a term that is used to describe the feeling of elation that a lot of addicts and alcoholics get when they start to detox and move into sobriety. I first heard it used in our community by Kim Saeed. While you're on the pink cloud, you will feel excited and hopeful in ways you didn't before, and your life might actually start feeling like it's moving in the right direction for the first time in a long time. Unfortunately, there's a big problem with pink cloud syndrome, and that is quite simply that it can make us dangerously overconfident in one way. We might think we're fully recovered when we're actually just beginning to recover. The worst part is that this overconfidence can sadly lead to what I call a sort of relapse, where we fall back in with the narcissist. For example, when you first leave a narcissist, you might start to see the possibilities of a life without constant control and codependency. Kind of a beautiful thing. But that pink cloud is very common for survivors of narcissistic abuse who have just gone no contact. We are often so relieved that we're not dealing with the everyday stress of dealing with a narcissist drama, not to mention the mind games, that we don't even consider the possibility that we've still got some work to do before we can actually say we're truly healed and ready to move forward. So when you do go no contact, you might find yourself feeling totally liberated and free at first. This is an amazing feeling, but being in a relationship with a narcissist is going to leave you with a whole bunch of unresolved trauma that you're going to have to work through if you're ever going to create the life that you actually want and deserve for yourself.
You're not sure who you can trust, if you can trust anyone.
The trauma you experienced manifests itself in something we call trauma bonding, which is a condition that causes you to develop a certain psychological dependence on the narcissist while you're in the relationship with them. In reality, I think it's sort of like a survival strategy that a lot of us develop during these toxic relationships, but it also makes recovering much more difficult afterward, as you're literally addicted to the narcissist and the toxic relationship in the same way that an alcoholic is addicted to an alcohol or a drug of choice. It literally affects the same part of the brain. But that means that even if you logically know you're not interested in having the narcissist in your life anymore, there's still a part of you that will have a hard time saying no if the narcissist is able to contact you once the relationship ends. This is exactly why we recommend that you go no contact if possible when you end a relationship with a narcissist. Of course, if you have kids together, you might just need to go low contact, where you use the Grey Rack method to avoid drama and where you only communicate about the business of raising your child without emotion and only as absolutely necessary.
When you're going no contact with a narcissist, what are the rules? Do you have to tell that narcissist that you're not going to talk to them anymore?
Should you tell a narcissist that they're a narcissist?
It's really entirely up to you. The fact of the matter is that letting a narcissist know that you're going no contact may or may not be appropriate depending on the situation. What it all comes down to is that if telling the narcissist that you're going no contact will cause more harm than good, you should not tell the narcissist. You should just take action to go no contact.
Do you have the right? Absolutely. Should you? No. And let me tell you why. The moment you tell someone, I think you're a narcissist, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to Google it, most likely. And then they're going to see themselves and they're not going to like it. So what you want to do is avoid that. You could tell them you think they're toxic or something like that. I would not use the word narcissist with them, only because I've seen it backfire on so many people.
The guilt trip is a common narcissist tactic. You're probably quite familiar with it. As always, I suggest Grey Rock. Just don't even hear it. Don't respond to it. Even if it makes you feel terrible,
they'll research it. And then a lot of times they'll come back and go, oh, you're the one who's the narcissist. You know, they'll twist everything around. They'll project project their own bad qualities onto you. And it's just crazy making. You don't have to tell them anything at all. You can just say, you know what, I'm going through some things in my life right now and I need a little space. That's all. Or you can say, I'm really trying to eliminate toxic influences from my life. It depends on how seriously you want to have that discussion. The fact of the matter is, I promise you, no matter what you say to that person, it will not be a productive discussion.
The other thing I think it's really important for you to remember right now is that enforcing boundaries in your life in order to keep toxic people out is your right and almost your responsibility. You are not doing anything wrong by not allowing that toxic person in your life. As adults, we have the right and again, the responsibility to define what it means to be in a relationship. If we are in a toxic relationship, we have the right to set a boundary saying, I'm done with you. But if you're thinking, yeah, but my narcissist is different. I've seen them make changes in themselves before. This might actually work. Maybe. Maybe your narcissist is different than all the other narcissists, but everyone I know who has attempted, and I know a lot of people because of what I do who has attempted to try to confront a narcissist has found him or herself in the same boat. And unfortunately, they learned that one of the most effective ways to waste their breath and their energy and their intellectual stress is simply trying to explain to a narcissist who they really are. Just remember that you have the right to be at peace and happy in your life, regardless of what's happening in anyone else's life. Don't beat yourself up about it. There's so much more to the no contact concept than we normally talk about. Because what happens is when we're choosing people to be part of our lives, when we're choosing friends, when we're choosing romantic partners, we have to think about who they are and how they are affecting our lives.
I'm a big fan of people doing whatever they need to do in order to keep themselves safe or sane. So my old deal breakers for going no contact used to be if I had concrete evidence that that person was indeed lying, you know, actually not even lying, like cheating, stealing, or physically abusive. My old deal breakers were very lax when it came to going no contact with somebody. Like it was basically like if I couldn't hang on anymore, then I would go no contact with them. I used to think that that was healthy.
It's really all about setting boundaries and figuring out exactly what it is that is acceptable to you and what is not acceptable to you. Because the bottom line is 99.9% of the time, someone who violates your boundaries repeatedly again and again has no interest in them at all. No interest in respecting you or your boundaries. And so that's going to be a big important note when you're thinking about who is allowed in your life and who is not. Trauma bonds happen in any toxic relationship. They tend to be kind of strengthened by inconsistent positive reinforcement or intermittent reinforcement. So what that means is that mostly things were difficult, mostly things weren't great, but every now and then something awesome would happen or the narcissist would do something that would make you feel kind of good, kind of warm and fuzzy inside. And in an effort to obtain that again, you would stay around in the relationship. In the beginning, it probably happened more often than not. And as time went on, the positive reinforcement most likely became further spaced out. So less of it per negative incident.
Now, the trauma bonding factor means that you're going to need to be careful to avoid the narcissist as often as you can so that you can avoid that dreaded relapse. But what if you do happen to run into the narcissist in public after you go no contact? What happens if you see the narcissist? What are you supposed to do? Because unless you move to a different city, that's a really serious possibility and sadly, a lot more common than you think. What happens if you have not yet healed after going no contact and you see the narcissist? Right now, I'm going to tell you something that I would normally never tell you in any other case. But if you haven't already healed and you happen to see the narcissist after going no contact, I want you to take a page from the narcissist's book. Hear me out. And I want you to put on a sort of mask. Why? Because if the narcissist sees that you have not yet healed after the damage they caused in this toxic, unhealthy relationship, they're going to absolutely relish the idea that they have somehow won the relationship. They will definitely think of you as weak, and they will even attempt to reinforce the idea that they probably have spent years putting in your head that you're worthless or at least somehow inferior to them. So rather than giving them the narcissistic supply they'd inevitably get from seeing you feeling miserable and alone without them, I want you to totally fake it. Yeah, pretend that everything is great no matter how you feel in the moment. Don't give them the satisfaction of knowing that they've hurt you. In general, if the narcissist thinks they've sort of won the relationship, they might pretend to ignore you or just look at you with contempt, acting like you're clearly beneath them, which is better than Hoover.
The thing is, for so long, while you were with a narcissist, whether you were raised by one or not, if you ended up with a narcissist, narcissists don't believe in you having boundaries. Of course, they have plenty of boundaries of their own that you must stick to, but they don't believe that anyone else deserves to have boundaries. And so you have to reestablish your ability to create and maintain your boundaries.
The new me realizes that my boundaries were very weak and to tighten things way up. And I felt mean and judgmental tightening them up. So nowadays I'm to the point where if a dynamic between us is perpetually confusing, or if it's crazy making, or if it just feels off, then I just go no contact.
You feel guilty for everything. We feel guilty that we allowed ourselves to feel things. We feel guilty that we decide to go no contact. We allow guilt to actually keep us in these horrible relationships for years, decades sometimes. And this is so important.
It's so much easier if there's not that emotional investment. So like if I'm meeting a new person and I just feel that dark energy, or I feel like something's off, or, you know, things just start to get confusing, I'm like, you know what? I'm done. Like, I've been down this road before. I'm not doing this again. I don't care if it's me or if it's them. It's not worth my sanity to try to figure it out. So there's plenty of people in my life that I don't feel that way around. So it's not worth me sticking in there trying to figure out what's going on.
So what can you do to appear healed even when you're not? Well, consider the telltale signs you might be showing if you are feeling miserable. Chances are that the narcissist would recognize that you're hurting by the way you're carrying yourself, the way you're dressed, maybe your body language, have you showered lately, that kind of stuff if you don't speak to them. So for now, just make sure you're kind of tidied up and keep yourself looking as fresh as you can when you do go out in public. Maybe put some good music in your ears and in the car or on the walk or wherever you're going, because that will at least temporarily help you to boost your spirits. But what happens if you are healing or you've finished healing when you see the narcissist that you went no contact with? Well, if the narcissist sees you after you go no contact with them and you seem confident, you're well-dressed, and you appear to be healthy and relatively happy, well, they might start to think about trying to get you back. And this is especially true when you've moved on with another partner. And it's also true even when the narcissist has a new partner or a new source of supply. They might indicate the desire to connect with you on some level. And there might be a little tiny part of you that secretly hopes that'll happen. That's your trauma bonding coming back to bite you in the proverbial butt. Don't fall for it. Because I want you to always remember that the narcissist's idea of a relationship is ugly, to put it mildly. And they really don't want to have a real relationship with you. Not a healthy one. They will, as always, just hurt you over and over again and take and take and take. They won't give. You're just better off without them.
I think it either nourishes our soul or it doesn't. Because again, if a person's used to having all kinds of mediocre friendships, or if they're used to abuse, then abuse doesn't register as a problem until right. They can no longer hang on. If they're used to mediocre, they're going to hang in there for probably four times as long and then feel like something's missing, but they can't put their finger on it. And this goes back to like getting in tune with our intuition and our emotions and ourself. You know how it feels when you feel nourished. You know, you have energy, you feel alive, you feel good, you leave, you're smiling. You're like, man, I really enjoy spending time with that person. That kind of a feeling, like aim for that. That's the zone.
If the narcissist sees you after years of you being no contact with them, and they have seen that you have healed on some level, they might try to trap you again. They might think you would have forgotten about what they did, or they probably forgot because it wasn't that big of a deal to them. That's how they roll. But they're going to try to reel you back in. And they might even swear up and down that they have changed. But you have to know their intentions will not be any different. Now, on the flip side, if you have healed yourself and you do seem to be quite well to the narcissist, they might actually ignore you and avoid you due to their ridiculous sense of pride. And while they'd never tell you this, they might actually think that you're superior to them, which would totally destroy them on so many levels. And of course, if I'm being honest, that is the level of healing you're going for.
You have to trust your gut. You have to know what's acceptable, what isn't. If somebody just doesn't feel right to you, if somebody makes you feel uncomfortable or miserable or icky and you can't quite put your finger on it, that is your intuition telling you, no, not this person.
Just remember your reasons. You've had enough of the narcissistic abuse, and once and for all, you went no contact with the person who made your life a living HE double hockey sticks. What else should you do, though, if you do see the narcissist after no contact? Now listen, I know you're not out for revenge or anything, but if you were, it would serve you well to remember that the best revenge is served cold. Remember what narcissists need more than anything else in the whole wide world? Yeah, they need attention. They need narcissistic supply. So in other words, narcissists, they do not like to be ignored. So one way to deal with them is to give them exactly what they deserve. Nothing. None of your attention, none of your energy. Just walk away, my friend. And now you have to know that the narcissist will need to pretend that there's something wrong with you when you do this, and that's okay, let them have it. They will never be able to admit to themselves or anyone else that they mistreated you or abused you in any way, shape, or form. In fact, they've probably already told everyone how crazy or terrible you are, and most likely portrayed themselves as the victim because that's how narcissists do. But what if ignoring them isn't an option? Then what are you supposed to do? Well, you can just smile and nod, sort of in acknowledgement, and keep on walking. It's really all about keeping your composure and maintaining your dignity here. This next part is really important. Despite the fact that you would probably rather be poked in the eye with a sharp stick than see this person, you're gonna have to put your feelings on the back burner for just a minute. Why? Because under no circumstances should you ever allow the narcissist or anyone nearby in the moment to see that you're in any way bothered by their presence. Pay attention to the little details here and be very aware of your facial expression so that you can avoid showing signs of disgust. If you're anything like me, your face has a way of telling all your secrets. So you might just want to practice your poker face in the mirror ahead of time to be safe. Here's mine. Do you believe me? And if you want to avoid giving the narcissist that little zing of satisfaction they will inevitably feel if they think you look or seem anything less than amazing, well, you want to appear indifferent. So act like they're just any other person in the world you've ever met, like an acquaintance. They're just somebody you don't really know very well almost. Does that make sense? Even if it absolutely tortures you to see them, never let a narcissist see you sweat, even if you need to go cry in your car afterward. I'm not kidding. Regardless of how much or how little you've healed, if or when you happen to see the narcissist after you go no contact, the bottom line is make sure you don't react to them at all, or if you do, keep it brief, polite, and businesslike. Remember that the narcissist will be watching closely. They will be looking for any reaction at all, and they're going to get a little hit of narcissistic supply if they think that you miss them or you're having a hard time without them. So just don't give them even the slightest hint that you are affected by not having them in your life, unless the effects that you display are positive. What if the narcissist approaches you and attempts to hoover you? What are you supposed to do then? Well, my friend, you've got to play it cool like ice. Just don't even give them the chance to trap you again. Remember that no matter how hard they swear they've changed, or they will change, they absolutely will not. And as always, they'd continue to be the person they've always been. You went no contact for a reason, so please don't give up on yourself.
As an empath, you might have a lot of guilt, fear, obligation, things like this that are going on inside your head when you try to go no contact with a narcissist, whether it's a romantic situation or a family situation or even a friend or a coworker situation. You still might find yourself going, I feel kind of guilty about it. I feel kind of gross about it. I don't like the way it feels. I wouldn't want someone to do this to me. So how do you deal with those feelings? And should you deal with those feelings, or should you just stick with it? For an empath, is it okay to go no contact? And if you do go no contact, how do you handle the feelings that come with it? The feelings of fog or fear, obligation, and guilt that typically go with it. First of all, you're afraid to do it because it's scary. Change is scary. Depending on the situation, maybe you've never not been in contact with that person, or you have been in contact with that person for many years and you don't know how to disconnect. Even a few months can be enough to change a person's life. So how do you find your way out of the fear, the obligation, and the guilt that come along with the idea of going no contact? We, as empaths, we tend to think to ourselves, well, if somebody did this to me, I would feel devastated. Or we think it's so selfish to do the no contact rule. We want to know, why is it not like morally wrong for us to literally do to them what they've done to us in so many different ways? And that is to discard them. Who are we to discard that person? Well, let's start here. When we're talking about a narcissist, okay, we're talking about someone who blatantly, openly does not care how you feel. We're talking about someone who has no empathy for you and who makes it very obvious in the way that they treat you. Basically, narcissists disrespect you on every single level. If they break all your boundaries, they disrespect you as a human being. In fact, they don't even really see you as a whole person. So my answer to people who are like, well, is it morally unethical to go no contact? Is no. The answer is no, because narcissists don't respect you in a relationship. Therefore, you don't owe them that respect. Now, if you were in a relationship with someone who did love you and did respect you, did care about you, and it just didn't work out, then yes, you would owe them an explanation. It would be wrong for you to just bounce, right? But when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, they don't show you any concern, empathy, anything, it's not so bad. It's understandable, because if someone did that to you, you would see it as morally wrong, And it would be. Bear with me. I'm getting there. But here's the thing. Is it not morally wrong to come into a person's life, promise the world, promise everything, act like you're that person's soulmate, put them up on a pedestal and make them feel better than they've ever felt, and then knock them off that pedestal every 5 minutes, discard them after devaluing them and treating them like they don't matter, and then spend the rest of your life doing that same thing in cycles throughout the relationship? Is that not morally wrong? To show you this wonderful person at the beginning and then devalue you and discard you once they get to know you better? Is that not morally wrong? Is it morally wrong for this person to be in a relationship with you and enjoy everything that you do for them and yet not even give back just a little bit? Look, there's nothing morally wrong with you standing up for yourself and insisting on being respected. And unfortunately, when it comes to a narcissist, that is no contact. You will not be respected by a narcissist consistently, only when it's convenient for them. Going no contact with a narcissist allows you the only avenue to let go of that disrespect. But I feel obligated to tell the person why I'm going no contact. I know you're saying that, right? That's what you're thinking? Well, let's talk about the motives that you feel obligated for. What's behind that for you? Are you telling yourself that you want to tell the narcissist about going no contact because you really want to explain it to them because you think they'll understand? Are you telling them because you don't want to feel selfish? Or are you telling the narcissist this because you hope secretly that they'll say, oh, no idea that I was doing that to you. I'm so sorry. Let's get back together, make sure everything's okay. And then suddenly they'll become the perfect person that you've been expecting them to be all of this time. Let's have a reality check real quick, shall we? You already know, when you've been involved with a narcissist, literally every single thing a narcissist does is for the narcissist. Even if it seems like they're helping you out because, like, I don't know, they're paying your phone bill or they're paying your rent at your house or your mortgage or whatever, it's about them. It's about them having control. It's about them getting what they want. It's about them having the things that they want, being in control of the situation. They don't care what we think. They don't care what we want. And yes, their actions frequently contradict with what they say. And that's what you have to look at, as their actions, in addition to the words, of course, because the verbal abuse that comes along with being with a narcissist can be very painful in many cases. Here's the thing. You look at the situation, you go, well, I'm an adult. I allowed this to happen. It's all my fault. No, it's not your fault. It would be your fault if you chose to remain in that situation, knowing what you know and not doing anything differently. Then you could take a certain amount of responsibility. But the truth is, most of us don't come up knowing how to deal with people like this. We aren't in a situation to understand instantly this is a narcissist, this person has no empathy, because it doesn't make sense to us. As empaths, I mean, we are wired to react to emotion. We are wired to understand how other people feel and care about how other people feel. Narcissists are not. That is practically foreign to us. That's why we're so confused by it. And that's why we so often think, oh my gosh, I can totally help fix this person, which is why we stick around for so long in some cases. I think the most important thing that we have to remember here is that we, as empaths, as individuals, as survivors, and hopefully thrivers after this kind of relationship, we owe it to ourselves to start focusing on ourselves and what we need, because my gosh, the longer you're in a relationship with a narcissist, the less you actually focus on yourself, and it grows and it gets worse and worse and worse as time goes on. The longer time you spend with one, like say you were born to one and then you got with one in a relationship, the longer time you spend as a supply, the less of yourself you know, the less of your true self is able to emerge into the world. It's really easy for us to worry about them because they've been part of our lives for some significant amount of time. It's easy for us to wonder, what are they thinking? What are they doing right now? What, should I be concerned about them? But here's the thing you have to remember. I promise you, they're not doing the same thing with you unless they're currently obsessing with you because you're not giving them attention. It's unlikely that the narcissist will spend even half or a third of the amount of energy worrying and stressing about you as you have about them. So here's my deal. I just want you to take a big deep breath with me. And I want you to be proud of yourself. Going no contact is hard, but my gosh, it is so worth it. You will find the weight lifted up off of your shoulders that you've previously carried with you. You will find that all of these new understandings about yourself and the world come into play. And you will suddenly be able to see more clearly than you've ever seen before about so many different things. It's outrageous. Be proud of yourself. Embrace no contact. Understand that the narcissist did not give you the privilege of embracing you properly, and they discard you throughout the relationship in a cyclical fashion. Guilt will do you no good now. If you go and you talk to the narcissist, you break your silence and you say, look here, this is why I left you. I just wanted you to know. Or this is why I stopped talking to you. I just wanted you to know. You're not going to help anyone, not even yourself. What you're going to do is open up a new can of worms, more guilt, more obligation, more fear. Now it's time to focus on yourself. Put yourself first. Put your need to grow and develop your self-esteem now. This is the time. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, in high school, the little self-esteem pamphlet. I'm talking about real, live, raw, naked self-love. So here's what it comes down to. Now, this time, I want you to take the time to actually put yourself first, your own needs first. If it means that you can't relax until you've said to the narcissist, this is why I went no contact, okay, do that. But understand that you're not going to get satisfaction out of it. Narcissists don't do closure. Sometimes people will, you know, do what I call the fade away, where they'll just slowly fade away from a relationship and just slowly go no contact. And some people can do this in a calculated manner that works really well. Other people just need to chop it off and it's sudden and painful, but ultimately it leads you back to peace or into a place of peace that maybe you've never found. The thing you have to do is not worry so much now about what the narcissist needs. You have to worry now about what you need. If you need to say anything to the narcissist, do it. Whatever you need to do, do that, but never feel guilty, never feel scared, and never feel obligated to give a narcissist yourself over going no contact. It's not worth it. Going no contact is the only way to true peace after dealing with a narcissist. You've got to remember that a narcissist cannot understand your reasons for going no contact, and they, if anything, will use them against you. Don't waste your breath. That's just my personal advice from me to you. Now, don't get me wrong. The fact is that going no contact, it works remarkably well, especially when you're trying to heal after a toxic relationship. And of course, I recommend it. Of course I do. We all know that no contact is the ideal solution to dealing with and healing from a toxic relationship with a narcissist. But you heard me say ideal, right? Because the truth is that it isn't always an option for everyone who has to deal with narcissists. For a whole bunch of different reasons. For example, maybe you have to live with a narcissistic parent for financial reasons, or you're not willing to go no contact with your entire extended family, and you know that they won't or they can't choose you over the toxic family member that you're dealing with. Or maybe you're working on leaving your narcissistic partner, but you haven't quite figured out all the logistics yet. And there's also the possibility that you're dealing with a narcissist at work, and you're just not in a position that you can change jobs so easily, which means that you have to keep dealing with a narcissistic coworker, or worse, a manager. Maybe the narcissist lives next door to you and you're not able to sell your house just yet, if at all. Or, and this is probably the one I hear more than anything else, maybe you have to co-parent with a narcissistic ex. In any case, these situations, they're very difficult as it is. So please hear me on this one, my friend. The truth is, whether we like to admit it or not, there are some situations where it just is plain not an option to leave the narcissist, at least not immediately. And while I'll admit that it's very difficult, if not completely impossible, to fully heal while you're dealing with a narcissist on a daily basis, there are certainly things you can do to make your life a little less difficult while you're there. And there are things you can do to begin to work toward your healing in the process. Let me fill you in. So how do you deal with a narcissist when no contact is not an option? When you find yourself enmeshed in a toxic relationship with a narcissist, even though you realize that your best option would be to go no contact and leave, it's just not always a real possibility in every situation, like I said. And when you're in the situation, sometimes you just want things to go smoothly. You're not in the mood for the narcissist's usual games or gaslighting or emotional manipulation. And there are plenty of times when you're certainly not feeling like fending off narcissistic rage or narcissistic injury. So let's talk about five ways to manage the narcissist, even if you're unable to go no contact. And if you stick with me through the end, I'm going to share one more little bonus with you, and that would be my own personal secret technique that's going to kind of help you manage any narcissist that you can't go no contact with. In fact, this technique will work on literally almost any difficult person you come across, narcissist or otherwise. But first, let's talk about the five ways you can deal with this on a daily basis. Number one, respond to the narcissist without reacting. You already know how much the narcissist really loves to control and manipulate you by triggering your emotions, right? And I'm sure you're very well aware that they deliberately say hurtful or dishonest things to sort of evoke emotional outbursts from you, right? And you might even know that they do this intentionally to make you feel crazy and to make you look crazy because they want other people to think you're crazy so that they can keep you isolated and under their control. But as frustrating and overwhelming as this can be, if you want to manage that narcissist's abusive behavior, what you really need to do is be as cool as a cucumber, no matter how hurtful the narcissist is to you.
This will be challenging because they will most certainly always do whatever they can to provoke you into blowing up. But if you give them logical, calm, and relatively cordial answers that lack emotion, they will get bored and eventually move on to a different tactic. You can also use the Grey Rock method here, which is both proven and highly recommended. This is where you give really boring one-word answers or short answers without reacting and without emotion to push them away. I'll put a link in the description on how to effectively and safely Grey Rock. So if you do want to learn more about that, please take a look at that when you're finished watching this video. That brings me to number two, keep your boundaries firm. So if you're not sure how to create firm boundaries, that's going to be the first thing you need to do here. To do that, just take a few minutes and decide what is and what is not acceptable to you. Then you're going to want to make it clear which behaviors you will tolerate and which ones you will not. For example, if you are co-parenting and you don't want the narcissist to keep calling you every time your kid like farts during their visit, then you help them understand quite firmly that you will only communicate through email or a court-approved app unless it's an absolute emergency. And take steps toward being independent of the narcissist's help as much as you're humanly able to do, or at least do what you can to sort of limit your dependency on any narcissist, because the more independent you are, the less you will have to deal with them on a daily basis. Now, I'm going to put a link in the description for you on that one as well on how to successfully create and set boundaries. So if you would like to learn more about that from the perspective of someone who has actually been there, well, take a look at that video. I used to struggle with this a lot, so I'm telling you, check it out. Number three, make sure you have a solid support system. When you are unable to go no contact with a narcissist, you're going to be stressed enough as it is. So make sure you build yourself a solid support system of friends or family members even who might understand what you're going through. Now listen, I know you're going, I don't know anybody like that. I'm well aware of it. I know most of us have very few people in our lives who actually get it. And that's why I recommend that you get involved with a narcissistic abuse recovery support group. Now in addition to the various local groups that you can find on meetup.com, there are also a ton of online support groups, including our top rated and absolutely free Queen Beings family groups, which you can learn more about at queenbeing.com/span, S-P-A-N. Now, in any case, you need access to people who really get it, and you need to make sure you're not all alone in this so that when something upsetting happens or the narcissist does something to make you feel bad about yourself, you need someone to vent to who is going to listen to and support you and really get it. Number four, keep your expectations realistic. This is hard, but you got to remember who you're dealing with here. You have to remind yourself, as difficult as it is having to deal with a narcissist that you're not able to kick out of your life just yet, that they won't change. They are ridiculously limited in their emotional capacity. So recognize those limitations. See them for who they are and use this awareness to help you see that you really aren't the problem. The fact is that narcissists have so many shocking similarities among them, regardless, by the way, of their age, their financial status, their culture, their religion, their sex, or their location, that it almost feels like there's a narcissist playbook. And by the way, I'll put a link in the description for you to fill you in more on that so-called playbook. Check it out. Just remember that you don't have to like it, but you do need to remember that the narcissist will not change. And despite what they might pretend, they will continue to keep doing what they do because that's what they do. In other words, and I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, please don't have hope that the narcissist will all of a sudden treat you with the love and respect that you deserve, my friend, because sadly, it won't happen. Number five, nurture yourself. You gotta take care of yourself. You have to get the sleep that you need. You have to get a little exercise, eat as healthy as you can stand to eat, and engage in your hobbies, your spiritual beliefs, and anything else that makes you happy. Don't forget to stay hydrated too. And no matter what you do, never allow the narcissist to take you away from you. Never allow them to have that kind of power where they stop you from finding happiness at all. Just self-care is critical when you're dealing with a narcissist. Don't forget. All right, now if you're still with me, this is where I'm going to share that secret I told you about. This is my own personal narcissist management technique. And it's only two steps, both ethical and repeatable steps. So this is how you manage any narcissist in any situation. The truth is, what you really want to know is how to make a narcissist be nice to you, right? Isn't that what we all want? I get it. So I'm going to tell you how to do that right now. Because sometimes you just want first aid. A quick little simple way to make life a little easier for a while, right? And to just make the narcissist be freaking nice to you. So before we start this, just note this only works if you are not in danger of physical reactions from the narcissist. Otherwise, don't do this. Step one. All right, so step one is do not reward bad behavior with the narcissist's desired reaction. So your only response to negative behavior in this case is Grey Rock. You're gonna wanna be really careful here and stay calm even when the inevitable happens, because this can and probably will induce narcissistic rage and narcissistic injury at first, not to mention extreme gaslighting. You might feel angry or upset, but do not show them no matter what how that feels. Do not show them your emotions. Do not let them know they have affected you no matter what. Stay calm, positive, and polite. Step two, reward their good behavior with what the narcissist wants from you. Love, admiration, their proper place on the pedestal, whatever. Why? Because when the narcissist is behaving, even if you do recognize it as love bombing or idealization, if you bestow all the love and admiration you can on them and tell them how amazing and wonderful and perfect they are, and you do it as sincerely as you can, if you can, it works. It changes the way they see you. And this can even work if you're dealing with an ex in a co-parenting situation or a boss or a coworker. Just adjust it to make it appropriate for the situation. The bottom line is don't expect miracles. Narcissists don't change, even if it is theoretically possible. So make sure you understand that this will be your new way of life if you stick around forever. It is worth noting that you need to be consistent if you want this to work. You can never stop using these practices as long as you're dealing with a narcissist if you want to keep it going. The narcissist will absolutely and repeatedly try these various bad behaviors, as in manipulation and abuse tactics. You will need to be incredibly in control of your emotions to make it happen, but if you want to do it, you can do it. So what will happen is when you treat the narcissist this way, when you only reward the good behavior and not the bad behavior, and you give them what they want with the good behavior, and you don't give them those reactions with the bad behavior, the narcissist will learn that in order to get attention from you, they must stay positive, they must stay kind. Give it a shot. With all that being said, I hope it gives you a bit of comfort to know that as difficult as things are right now, it won't last forever. There will come a day that you will be able to go no contact, one way or another, if you want to. Eventually, for example, you will have a good enough job that will allow you to leave home if you're dealing with a narcissistic parent or partner. Eventually, you will be able to find another opportunity for the right job if you're dealing with a narcissistic coworker or boss. And eventually, your kids will reach 18, which means you'll only have to deal with the narcissistic ex in very limited situations where you can leave when you want to. Now it's time for the question of the day. And the question of the day is, does this ring true for you? Are we on the same page here? Have you found yourself running into a narcissist after going no contact? And if so, how'd that work out for you? In hindsight, what tips would you offer for your fellow survivors who might go through the same thing? If not, are you concerned that you might? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.